Welcome and thanks for connecting with us on the Promar Equip podcast. Over these next few minutes, we're going to discuss how, on the path of success, growth, freedom, advancement, accomplishment, or whatever you want to label it, that there is no right way, there is only the way that works for you. Today's podcast is all about identifying what works for you so you can flourish. How often do we find ourselves frustrated because we have applied all the principles, signed up to all the classes, followed the 10-point plan for success, but the expected result just didn't come? I guess it can be likened to baking a cake. You can have all the right ingredients and follow the recipe to the letter, but the cake just doesn't turn out like it did in the picture or on the show or whatever the case may be. Whilst the appearance may not be the same, it is still important to know that it tastes great. You still have a cake at the end of the day. You have something to show for it. So never negate the effort that you put in on a day-to-day basis. So it goes without saying, we're all unique. Our DNA, our fingerprints, our thought patterns, they're all unique. Even identical twins, although may have some many indistinguishable characteristics, are unique in their own way. It's important to know that you are one in 7 billion people. So if we're all unique, why do we try so hard to be the same and follow someone else's steps? Our destiny in life lies not in being a copycat, but rather in being a creator. If we don't like the results we are getting, we have the power to change. However, if we do like the results we are getting, we have the power to enhance those results. Always remember that when we compare ourselves to someone else, we can never truly be satisfied. How often do we find ourselves scrolling through the latest feed on our social media pages, only to feel somewhat inadequate, discouraged, envious, or unmotivated? There is nothing wrong with social media, and I'm not saying there is. In fact, it's a very, very powerful tool when used in the right way. But remember, it is only a tool. It's not our standard. It's not our course for living. It is not our pathway. Now, while we may have the intent on viewing our social media as a motivator to learn, to become more, to do more, to be inspired, more often than not, it becomes a magnifier, not of the good things in us, but our perceived inadequacies. Because we see a snapshot of a happy life of someone else, and we long for that to be us, or we see their latest acquisition, and we desire to have that too. But little do we know the background or the backstory behind that perfect post, the 100 photos it has taken, and then to apply a filter to get that one happy snap, the debt acquired to buy that one acquisition just to keep up appearances. So our challenge today is not to mimic the world we see around us, but maximize the life we are given. You have something so beautiful, something so unique on the inside of you that your world needs to see, it needs to know, it needs to feel, it needs to touch. You have been created for more. So I encourage you today, bring it. There is no right way in doing something. There is the way that works for you. Find that way and flourish. For me, I'm always personally challenged to not delay my decisions that determine my destiny. Why? Because I'm forever mindful of the fact that if I walk in a certain path, then I will end up in a certain destination. When I was much younger, I was a passionate cricketer. I'm still a passionate cricketer today, just ask my family. And I love the game, but when I was younger, I used to play it day in, day out, weekend in, weekend out, made some significant levels. I had an opportunity to advance my cricketing career. However, chose a different path through personal circumstances and situations that I was unable to do so. My boys keep reminding me, Dad, you could be the captain of Australia. You could have done this. You could have done that. Whilst it may be a boost to my ego, it was not a path I chose. And I am so blessed for the path that I have been on. My journey so far to become the person I am is what I am so extremely grateful for now. You see, it is the path that we are on that determines our destination. It's not our intents. It's not our dreams. It's not our what ifs, if our onlys, but it is our path. So just quickly in these next few moments we have remaining, I'd like to share with you some quick thoughts to help you identify the path that works for you so that you can flourish. A few years ago now, I had the privilege of walking the mountainous track from Owa's Corner to Kokoda in Papua New Guinea. This is a very significant path where in World War II, a campaign was fought for the freedom of the great nation of Australia. And it was on this walk where the people of Papua New Guinea hold a very dear and valuable place in my heart, because we get to enjoy many incredible blessings of freedom today as a result of their courage, their mateship, their sacrifice, and the endurance that went before us. Kokoda, for me then, it was an 8-day trek of oppressive heat, unrelenting terrain, with meals consisting of nothing but bully beef, warm cans of tuna or spam, with 15 kilos of home on your back, be it your tent, your clothes, and again, 96 kilometers of unrelenting terrain ahead of you. The first day I was extremely excited for the opportunity to be on the track and began the days with extreme enthusiasm and excitement, a lot of laughter going on and banter in the group. And we all walked for about 3 hours on that first day before setting up camp, thinking to myself, well, this is a nice bushwalk, this is going to be easy. I could do 8 days of this, not a problem at all. Then, foolishly, I ate something that I probably should not have and was up all night that first night, feverishly ill. I was sweating. I'm not going to go into detail of what else was going on. But at 6 a.m., we got the call, packs on, our tent had to be packed up, we had to be ready to go. And with that, feeling weak, feeling drained, having no energy in me, I was thinking this was going to be a tough day, especially knowing it was going to be an 11-kilometer trek all uphill. And how often do we face things in life where we think it's going to be easy and we enjoy the first section of it, only to be confronted by the unexpected, to then get a loss of energy or an obstacle or a demotivator come our way. We find some bad news or an unexpected bill in the mail. Something out of the ordinary happens. In moments like that, we need to remember, when you feel empty and you have nothing left to give, it's important to just keep stepping. I want to encourage you, get up today, put your packs on and step forward. Yesterday is gone. Our feeling of inadequacy may be real to us right now. But I want to encourage you and let you know today that the sick feeling may only last a little while. And the more you walk forward, the faster it goes away. I also counted a valuable lesson when I was on the track. When you step forward, you need to be aware of false peaks. We would climb to a certain landing point throughout the trail, only to look up and see the mountain still rising out of the ground ahead of us. It was here where the important lesson is learned that never leave good enough alone. Always on your path, you can find a way, find a means for improving. Read a good book, develop and create a library of great podcasts like the ProMar Equip podcast. Find a great mentor or a confidant that you can glean from, learn from, have speak into your life. You see, the sickness I encountered only lasted a few days. And I was given a choice. I could either get out by a helicopter, which would cost me about $5,000, or I could keep moving forward to the destination of Kokoda. You know, and when identifying with what works for you and flourishing in it, it is important to know there are two ways out of the journey, and each one is going to cost you something. The first choice is to bail out and quit early, to not act, to not pursue, to not advance, and potentially live with a lifetime of regret or hope or false wishes or if onlys. The second is to endure and advance on the journey and become bigger and better, to become more equipped, more skilled, to become a better person of it. This actually leads me to my next point. You'll always discover your greatest treasures when you just keep stepping. I recall about being 4 or 5 days into the journey. It was a day that was bucketing down with rain, and we were trudging through knee-high mud. And I was about to take my very next step until my guide, a barefoot Papua New Guinea local that was selected to guide every individual on the trek. His name was Stephen, and he shouted at me, "Jeff, stop, don't step, don't step." I halted my progress immediately, and then he bent down right in front of me and picked up from the mud an empty bullet shell casing that had been fired some 68 years earlier on the Kokoda Trail in the World War II fight. Today, that bullet casing sits pride in place in my office. It's a very prized possession from me. And it's important to understand as you step through life that miracles happen when you just keep stepping. I don't know what face you may be facing today. I don't know how high the mud is around you, but know this, miracles happen when you just keep stepping. There is no right way. There is only the way that works for you. We can't mimic what we see around us, but we need to be the ones that maximize the life that we have been given. Now, how do we do this? By making significant moments, by marking significant moments in your life. This is where you can draw strength from. This is where you can look back on and glean upon. So when the going gets tough, when the mud gets high, when the opposition comes, you can draw on these pillars of strength that you've established throughout your journey of what is working for you. This is how you flourish. You see, on the Kokoda Trail, there was a significant battle at a place called Isarava. Today, there are 4 pillars of stone that are erected there, with each pillar having one word engraved on it. It was a place where that significant battle took place. And each pillar says this. It says, one says courage, one says mateship, one says sacrifice, and the other is endurance. You see, it's important for us to have pillars erected in our life on our journey that signify a significant victory. It may be breaking a bad habit. It may be mending a long-needed relationship. It may be developing and learning a new skill. Whatever the case may be, make sure you signify that moment, that battle, that victory with a pillar, with an opportunity of celebration. So you will discover greatness in you when you just keep stepping. So with that, it has to be said that our destiny can only be determined by one thing, and that is our decision to reach our destiny. So remember this, when you feel empty with nothing left to give, just keep stepping. When stepping, be aware of false peaks. There are 2 ways out of your journey, and each one, it's going to cost you something. You will always discover your greatest treasures when you just keep stepping, and you will discover the greatness on the inside of you when you keep on stepping. Whatever the path is for you, it's your path. There is no right way. There is only the way that works for you. Identify that way and flourish. Your greatest days are before you. Please know that we believe in you, your dreams, and your unlimited potential to fulfill them. God bless.